Hi, and welcome to This is True Crime, y'all. I'm your host, Melissa Anderson, and today's case is quite a fucking doozy. First of all, I want to give a trigger warning. When you look up this case, if you do, one of the first articles that pops up has gruesome, intense, and disturbing pictures of the victim. It is a sight you cannot unsee. Considering how many photos I have seen in my crazy obsession with true crime, I just have to put this out there right off the bat because the images are haunting. Heed my warning, people. I was actually working on my next case, the Hello Kitty murder, when I stumbled upon these sad and disturbing photos. I was so shocked that I had to stop what I was doing and look into this case a little bit more. And when you hear about what happened and the outcome, you will be horrified, just as I was. Well, let's begin. Daniel Petrie was a fucked up human piece of absolute garbage, even as a teenager. At 16, he had a history of violent outbursts, so intense that his parents sent him to several psychiatrists throughout Brazil. Instead of working on his shit personality, he decided that he didn't need therapy and that his schooling was a fucking joke. It's rumored that he spent time in mental hospitals, but that is not confirmed. What is confirmed is this absolute waste of fucking space with no education, no job, and spending all of his time online in a world of make-believe was truly disgusting. Petrie would spend most of his time playing the online game Tibia. He would spend hours upon hours fighting against monsters, trading and interacting with other players. What a loser. I said it. Play video games. I don't give a fuck. Everyone needs a hobby. But if that's all you do, play video games, leech off your parents, drop out of school, don't work, maybe it's time to reflect on your life choices. Apparently, you can choose servers from all across the world, and he just happened to choose a local server run by Gabriel Guillerme Kuhn. Gabriel was 12 years old and an avid player. This quotation comes from Tibia.com. Tibia is a free, massively multiplayer online role-playing game, or an MMORPG. You can join this fascinating game that has thousands of fans from all over the world. 15 years and you got thousands. Okay, I'm not sure I would go there, but weird flex. While Tibia was considered a free-to-play game, meaning it didn't cost anything to initially play, it was loaded with microtransactions and its own in-game currency. The currency was coins and was used to buy anything from full characters to in-game pets. I always thought of it as DLC or downloadable content, but I was proven wrong. Gabriel Kuhn and Daniel Petrie would play together on the private server set up by Kuhn. After one of their gaming sessions, Gabriel explained that he would like to buy an item from Tibia's shop, but he just didn't have the coins. He asked Daniel if he could borrow 20,000 in-game currency or 20,000 coins, which is the actual equivalent of 1.75 US dollars. That's $1.75, y'all. He promised to pay him back in a few days. Petrie agreed, but when it came time for Gabriel to pay him back, and he couldn't, he just ban Daniel from his server. And this act filled Daniel with rage and psychotic thoughts. On July 23rd, 2007, Daniel called his mother, Nova Trento, at 9:30 a.m. to inquire when she would be home. Then he went to his, quote, friend's house and knocked on Gabriel's door. Knowing he was short on time, he asked if he could come in and apologize and straighten things out. Because they knew each other and were friends for so long, and even despite him being home alone, Daniel was able to convince him to open the door and let him in so they could patch things up. He would quickly regret his decision. He had no idea of the pain and horror that was to come. Daniel Petri shut and locked the door. Petri immediately began beating Kuhn, and when that wasn't enough torture, he violently sodomized the 12-year-old boy. As Gabriel lay bleeding, hurting, sobbing in pain and disbelief on his bed, Daniel mocked his cries and sobs. And the next part truly hurts my whole heart as a mother. So prepare yourself. I literally almost cried when I heard this. This poor, assaulted, ridiculed, violated child's mind ran to the only protection he had ever known. And he stated that he would tell his mother what Petri had done. Unfortunately, this only excited Daniel more, who ripped a cord from Gabriel's computer and began to choke him with it while he was sodomizing him again. Gabriel passed out from the cord being wrapped around his neck during the violent assault. Daniel thought Kuhn was dead and realized he would have to hide the body. So he first tried to force Gabriel's lifeless body into the crawl space, but the door was not wide enough. Daniel found a hacksaw and began to cut at Kuhn's right leg, tirelessly working away, only about one or two saws from completely removing the right leg of a 12-year-old unconscious Gabriel. Gabriel regained consciousness and began to scream from the pain of being ripped in half. This excited Petri even more, as he saw Gabriel in half while still alive. And to make it even more painful, he decided to cruelly change angles on the saw and started cutting faster and harder until he completely cut Gabriel in half. It's hoped, and I really hope, that he did not suffer any more than he already had. And after that, if the dismemberment and humiliation wasn't enough, he beat the lifeless corpse and stabbed him and carved symbols from the video game Tibia into his body. Still unable to fit the body into the crawl space, he left it there in the hall for Gabriel's brother and mother to find later that day. Shortly after the attack and murder, Gabriel's brother came home and walked in. He instantly dropped to his knees, screaming and crying for his mother to help his brother. A neighbor came along and saw the dismembered body and immediately called the police. It didn't take long for the police to track down Petri after they uncovered the argument on the Tibia server. Daniel didn't show an ounce of fucking remorse, this fucking psychopath. So he recounted in detail what he had just done. The only time Petri reacted with anything other than contempt for Kuhn was when the police brought up the sexual assault. And he screamed at the police officers that he was not gay. Because that's literally worse than sawing someone's whole fucking body in half while they're still alive. It was confirmed by the medical examiner that he was sadistically sodomized multiple times. Petrie is what we would call a sexual sadist. The definition of sexual sadism from the American Psychological Association Dictionary of Psychology is a paraphilia or condition in which sexual excitement is achieved by intentional infliction of physical or psychological suffering on another person. The harm may be inflicted on a consenting partner, typically involving mildly injurious bodily suffering. Do what you want, people, as long as it's consenting. Sometimes combined with humiliation, but when practiced with non-consenting partners, sexual sadism may involve inflicting extensive, permanent, or fatal bodily injury. This activity is likely to be repeated, with the severity of the sadistic acts increasing over time. He was aroused at the act of beating Gabriel, sodomizing him, sawing him in half while he was still alive. A sadist enjoys hurting others. They revel in the pain. Petrie raped his victim twice while sawing him in half, and his violent history of explosive outbursts is also an indication of him not only being a sexual sadist, but a fucking psychopath. Another indication of psychopathy was him escalating from a small slight in a video game to the point of murder. In a gross miscarriage of justice, the Brazilian court, with Judge Alvaro Pereira de Andrade presiding, condemned Petrie to, wait for it, 3 years. Three whole years, y'all, of incarceration at a juvenile detention facility. He was sentenced to those 3 years, and he was released in 2010. When asked by Judge Pereira de Andrade if he had any last words of remorse or apology for Gabriel's family, this fucking shit stain on society said, and I quote, "Gabriel was a coward and a thief. He burns in hell right now where I sent him. And when I die, I will find him in hell and finish my revenge." End quote. I actually want to just beat the living fuck out of this little shit. It hurts. It hurts to think about this. So, upon his release, 3 years later, he just vanished. No online presence, no long-term consequences for beating, sexually assaulting, choking, and dismembering a 12-year-old child. Several theories have emerged about his whereabouts. The main one is that he killed himself in order to go to hell and abuse and torture Gabriel for all eternity and exacting his revenge again. Let's be honest, though. If there is a hell, Daniel will certainly be burning amongst the flames, while Gabriel will be gaming on the most badass computer that heaven can offer. The second most likely scenario is that he was easily recognized due to the media attention, and he fled to another country. Most people presume it to be the US of A, to terrorize and victimize someone new. Interpol and Daniel's psychiatrists and therapists have released a profile saying that wherever Daniel Petrie is, he's most definitely going to be online gaming and looking for his next victim. Daniel Petrie, if you're alive out there, and I really fucking hope you aren't, you gross fucking cunt, I want you to know that I wish you the absolute worst, the worst of everything. Oh, there have been false rumors about Daniel. The worst one is that a resident of Sao Paulo, whose name is Marcos Daniel Petrie, is the murderer due to his resemblance and his name. However, he is not the real murderer, and he has suffered tons of backlash of people on social media believing that he is a criminal. However, Marcos Petrie is not. Daniel Petrie abso-fucking-lutely is, and this scumbag is still on the loose. Unfucking-believable. Thank you all for listening. Please hit like or subscribe on whatever platform, or give me a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. It really helps me out immensely. Thank you again, and I hope to see you next time on This is True Crime, y'all.